Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 430 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Tara. But before we get to Tara's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is lynda.com. That's Lynda, spelled L-Y-N-D-A, which is an awesome online learning platform, the best one out there, where you can learn from over 3,000 on-demand video courses. And these aren't just little YouTube videos that people put together in their home. These are studio quality. They fly in experts to do studio quality videos to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills and help you meet all of your business goals, whether you are an entrepreneur or you're working your 9-to-5 or both. You can learn quickly and easily with the tutorials over at lynda.com. You can check out all of the videos for free, complete access for 10 days by going to lynda.com/askpat. Again, that's lynda.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Tara.
Hi, Pat. I'm just wondering if, in terms of info products, you think that ebooks are too old school and that we should be making fancier products like video courses and things. Thanks.
Hey, Tara, thank you so much for the question. Are ebooks too old school? They are not too old school. And of course, there are different types of ebooks we could talk about. And there are some that are working very well for you today. But I think it depends on what your goal is and whether or not ebooks would support these goals. Now, first of all, ebooks as a lead magnet still completely works. I'm still generating a couple hundred subscribers a day on my websites overall using ebooks of various lengths and of various topics to help drive people as an incentive to subscribe to my email lists. And that works very well. And ebooks, as long as they're valuable and the content is great, that's a great one of the great ways you can provide a lead magnet to, again, generate subscribers to your email list. Now, ebooks are also essential in terms of building an audience and also a rapport through your lead magnets, which are free, and through paid ebooks as well. And there are, of course, ebooks that you could share and sell on your website, like Nathan Berry does at nathanberry.com. And he makes quite a good living, almost six figures, or actually more than six figures a year, by selling ebooks on his site at nathanberry.com. And he also has different packages which go along with them. For instance, there's one tier where you just get the ebook by itself, and then the second tier where you give bonuses and other things like that, and the third tier, which is the most expensive, which has, you know, all the bells and whistles. So you can package your ebooks, and in that way it's not old school at all, as long as you're providing value. Now, there are also ebooks we can talk about on Amazon.com. Those are ebooks. They're electronic books, and Kindle and that sort of format is working out very well for a number of authors as well. So in that sense, ebooks are not old school at all. Now, they are sort of old school if you are trying to deliver the best kind of value to your audience to help them achieve some specific goal, because ebooks are just text only. There are some hybrid models where you can include videos or have links in those ebooks to videos or audio files or both. And that can work very well. I did that with my book, Let Go. But if you are trying to build a course, for example, an ebook won't serve or do its best at serving your audience in that way, because a course could be perceived as more high value if there are videos and audio in it. And a book alone, even though it might still contain the content that they would need to succeed in whatever it is you're trying to teach them, you know, I feel like we're at a point now where if you really want to deliver a ton of value and have it be perceived as being high value, and at the same time generate more money because of that perceived high value, having some sort of course with videos is probably the best way to go. Now, don't be scared if you think that that's a little bit too much work. Yes, it's a little bit more additional work than creating an ebook. However, for some people, once you get going with the content creation via video or audio, it's actually not as much work. And with the software that's available to help us package these videos and audio files into a course online, it's actually sometimes much easier to package than creating an ebook. There are course software out there like Zippy Courses. If you go to askpat.com/zippycourses, there's also course software called WP Wishlist. If you have a WordPress website, also WP Courseware, WARE, is also very good too. David Slightman Gartland has his own course material as well. And again, all this software does is allows you to create a course on your website where you can plop in videos and create different modules and lessons and have it be something people have to pay for to get access to. And again, very simple and easy to do, high perceived value, definitely a win for everybody all the way around. If you are selling a course in this way through your videos and audio and things like that, you could add ebooks on top or within those courses as bonuses to make the course even higher value. And ebooks, of course, is just another form of content generation. You could also create ebooks out of the content that you have on your own site already. A lot of people have done this and continue to do this. They take the transcripts from their podcasts and put them in as ebooks and sell them on Amazon or on their website. They do the same thing with a compilation of blog posts as well, and that can work out too. But again, I feel like if you are going to be delivering a course and you're trying to teach people how to do something to its fullest extent, video is one of the simplest and quickest and also highest value deliverables that you could give. The cool thing about videos is if you're scared, you don't have to be completely scared because you don't have to put your face on camera. Now, I would recommend doing it at least once, at least at the portion of your course where you are welcoming people in and showing people around, even just if it's 10 seconds. People like to know who's on the other end, for example. But you could do screen recordings using tools like ScreenFlow. askpat.com/screenflow is the one you can use if you have a Mac and you want to record what you are doing on your screen, which is a simple thing you could do to show people whatever it is you're trying to teach them to do, as well as teaching them how to go through your course. And you can use Camtasia Studios if you are a PC user. So that's it. I'm not going to keep blabbing because I think I answered your question. And again, just to recap, ebooks, yeah, they're kind of old school, but you know what? They are higher perceived value than they were before, just with the way Amazon has been working. And you know, the cream always rises to the top with those sorts of things. But if you are trying to teach your audience something, doing it with videos and audios and things like that, other forms of media, it's definitely going to work out better for most people. And you'll be able to charge more as well, and people will feel like they're getting a lot more for their money too. So, Tara, I wish you all the best, and I can't wait to see what you do with this. For having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, and we do that for everybody whose question gets featured here on the show. So if you're listening to this right now and you have a question you'd like to ask me, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button. Doesn't matter what kind of mic you have. Your audio quality doesn't matter as long as we can hear your question, because my job is the one, you know, as the host, is to have the good audio quality. You, no. We just need your great questions. And without your questions, this show wouldn't exist. So please ask your questions at askpat.com. And I also want to encourage you to leave a review on iTunes if you haven't already. Thank you all so much for listening and your support. And a really quick payback is to just head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave a quick and honest review there. It would help out very, very much. So thank you in advance for that. And yeah, so as always, we love to finish these Ask Pat episodes with a quote. And today's quote comes from Scott Dinsmore. He said, "If we don't know what we're looking for, we're never going to find it." We love you, Scott. Cheers. Take care. And we'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.